Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. Good morning, everybody. It is the 11th of April, 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you always by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. It's Shasta Regional Medical Center, and they will be in today. And Liam's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
So what's it, what day is it today? Do you have that?
I do have that. There's a few good ones.
Okay. I'm looking for...
National Cheese Fondue Day.
Have you ever done cheese fondue?
I did once.
That's, gosh, you know, now that is an old thing.
It's very 70s.
That's very 70s. I mean, I remember my parents back in the 60s. You know, they have a party, and there'd be the old cheese fondue going like crazy with with like 50 little picks there, and cheese and bread, not cheese, but bread. Mm-hmm. And people would, what else do you dip in cheese fondue? I don't know. What?
The bread.
Bread. Oh, yeah, just bread, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anyway, I'd poach it from their table.
Also National 8-Track Day.
Oh, 8-Track.
I got a few.
You know what? I had cars used to have 8-tracks.
They did.
Yeah, well, yeah, play those things. Okay. Yeah. All right. That's enough. Those are nostalgia. Nostalgia day.
There's more, man. I can keep it coming.
Well, in the next next break we'll do that.
You.
But tell us what the weather is.
Yeah. So today we're gonna have a high of 69, a low of 41 tonight. Sunny. Clear skies, man. I think winter's gone, because from now through Saturday we're going to be in the high 60s, low 70s with
clear
skies, and
spring arrived. Yeah,
spring is here.
Turkey season really starts now.
Yeah.
I saw them out. I mean, they're out all the time.
No,
they're tame turkeys. Mm-hmm. You know, they're out all the time. But now the wild ones will start moving around. Okay. Well, hey, the weather reports are brought to you by our friends down at Shasta Gas Propane. The Kenny family has owned this company for years, decades. And it is a family business. It's a veteran-owned business. Chuck's a helicopter pilot out of Vietnam, and he and I, in fact, are having breakfast this morning. Just catch up. But they give discounts for seniors and veterans, and they treat their customers like true friends. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Lisa Endicott, the horticultural manager at Turtle Bay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, you know, get in there. Okay.
All right.
So what's the horticultural manager do?
The horticulture manager works with all of the plant people at Turtle Bay. So we're taking care of the grounds. We're taking care of the gardens. We're taking care of the bridge plantings, the Sundial Bridge plantings. So, and also the Sheraton Hotel plantings. And we also take care of an adjacent McConnell site right next to us. So
I hope they pay you.
Yes, we have several bosses. And we are very proud of the grounds at Turtle Bay and the gardens. And we are, one of our big missions is to get the plants that we grow with very little water out there to the public. And we love driving around town and seeing our plants that have been planted over the years from many plant sales.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're Arboreum is just beautiful back there. Obviously, somebody spends a lot of time. So how many hours? I mean, is this like an eight-hour job for your people a day?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, wow.
Definitely. We have three gardeners in the botanical gardens, which is over 20 acres. So battling the blackberries would be a full-time job for somebody.
I'm surprised that you all have not... You don't have your own little four or five goat herd. out there.
Well, the problem with goats are wonderful, but they eat everything.
Well, that's true. You got to kind of direct them into things because they're over there eating the blackberry bushes, and you turn around, there they are over there eating the there goes the frog.
Yeah, and there goes the whole Australian garden down to the ground.
And then they're looking at you going, what?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, but they do have their purposes, and for restoration projects are fabulous.
Oh yeah, yeah. And you know, for major projects, when you like around the city, when they've used goats before.
Absolutely, absolutely, and we've used them on restoration projects before.
Okay.
So yeah, definitely have their purpose, but for the botanical gardens, that's more like fine gardening. So people have to go out there and keep those plants looking good. Basically year round. So that's what we have the gardeners for. And they also help put up Garden of Lights. So there's that too. So we do lots of different things.
Now, that doesn't fall into you specifically, does it? Garden of Lights?
Partially. Yeah, our maintenance department does an amazing amount of work. In fact, they constructed all of the structures, the lizards and the animals that you see out there. Our maintenance department did that. We were going to source that out, but they did that themselves. So, and they do a lot of the...
I can build that. And once you build them, you've got them, right?
Right,
you
right.
You just store them someplace.
Right, exactly. But you have to re-light them from time to time. But anyways, yeah, so that's a project where everybody gets together and works on that.
Why? You know, yeah. Putting up, you know, a million lights, how hard can that be?
Well, it starts in August, and we just got done rolling lights from the last tree, like, last week.
Okay, now how do you roll these? I mean, the way I usually roll is we kind of take them and throw them into a big plastic bag.
Well, that's how they come off the tree
right.
into a bin, and then people have to roll them into balls, just like when you're knitting or something, you have to roll your yarn.
Do you have like a little machine or something that does it? Or? No.
Yeah, they're called hands.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was thinking. I thought there might be something like you have that. You can, you know, it would be like a simple little axle on it and a turn handle, and you put it on there, and you just keep turning it, like, you know, like a hose thing, you know, those hose retainers. And then at the end of it, you just pull out the little axle. Now you've got a nice, compact, rolled, you need them smaller than that.
Yeah, they're small because each string of lights, which is only about 30 feet, has to be rolled individually. So anyways, it's a whole thing. It really is. But we are so proud of that and so happy to see so many thousands of people from our area and surrounding areas and even further out.
I'm trying to think of a better way that you can roll these besides just by hand.
I know. You have to roll one end in particular in the middle. So it can't just So,
in the middle.
Yeah. So you can't just roll them. You have to paint.
You've got to have one side of it. And you've got to have the end out, though, right?
Right. You have to have the...
One end has got to be out.
Oh, gosh. Why are we talking
about this? Well, no. It's just because it's so fascinating because you don't think about it.
Okay.
You don't think about a million lights in strands of 30 feet. Because how many hundreds and hundreds of feet of that is there? No, I mean, it's more than you think of.
Okay. I'm glad you're really interested in this because this is our life for a lot of the year. So it's got a male and female and just like a hose. And so the female end, if I'm remembering right, help me, is in the inside, and the male end goes on the outside because they get plugged in that way as they get wrapped.
So there's a method into the madness.
There is a method to the madness. And, we are just so proud of Garden of Lights. And like I said, how many people have come and enjoyed that? And especially post-COVID, people were
It is it is an eye-opener. And we went there that one day it was closed. I think it's Sunday.
Oh, no.
One day. It was closed for one day.
Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah. So here we go. Down there, Linda and I all dressed up, and so I've got a picture of Linda with her face up against the gate, going, "How'd we do this?" Anyway, we saw it several times. Loved it every time. Okay. I'm here with Lisa Endicott, who is, and I'm spending way too much time talking about Garden of Lights, but it is such a huge undertaking, and it means so much to our city, and it's only been, last year was the
third year
for it, and you think about it, oh my gosh, and it just gets bigger every year. So we got to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank. They have four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in town, and one at California Street, and one over there in Cobblestone Shopping Center. Their newest branch down in Anderson on Ventura Street. They are a sponsor for many local organizations and events that happen there. You'll see their names on the construction of many of the new places downtown. They are totally a community bank run by people from around here. That's right. And we do business with Cornerstone, and I'm very, very pleased with the way we're treated there. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop, 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 hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, I'll hop with the hop. We're the app for the coolest and the music is as soon as with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria.
proud to play our part.
I got old gold signed in full. Don't you want some of
that? Is that your stuff?
No, but it's a song that I really like, and I forgot that it existed.
It's a good song. Okay. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 1460 AM is up now. I'll get into that later, but the engineer, the only guy in California that knows how to fix these things. The only guy in California that knows how to fix these things will be up next week. This is such a... But this portion of the show is brought to you by PSA2 Area Agency on Aging and announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. Handrails, railings put up, other things to help people get through their home safer and where they, so they could stay in their homes. If you're interested in this and you want more information, like I said, it's a no-cost program. Give them a call at 530-842-1687. If you didn't get that number, give us a call here at the station and we'll make sure you have it. I'm here with Lisa Endicott, who is the horticultural manager, and the sale has begun.
That's right. The sale began last weekend. We had lots of staff and volunteers there to answer questions, but our sale prices extend through May 31st. We don't advertise that beforehand because we want people showing up on the weekend, and they certainly did. We had the best weekend, 2 days of our plant sale that we've had, and so we thank everybody for coming down, and if you have more spots that you need to fill in your garden, well, our sale prices are continuing, and that's 30% off for members and 20% off for general public, and they're getting the members' discount. Members get 20% off year-round.
Right.
So they're getting the members' discount, but members get that nice, juicy 30% off.
Okay, so what do we have down there?
Okay.
That will you know, get me excited.
We have drought-tolerant plants. We have the best inventory of drought-tolerant plants in our area. And, in fact, we had a horticulturist who was going around California visiting California native plant nurseries, and he said we had a really good inventory. And so we were...
Some examples of that.
Okay. So some examples, and I'm going to give you easy ones to grow.
Linda and I have brown thumbs.
Okay, so Toyon is a really good one. Okay. Toyon, you can prune. If you want to prune it into a privacy hedge, you can sure do that.
Wow.
It's great. And it has the red berries in the fall and the winter that the birds eat.
So they're not poisonous berries?
No. Okay. No, not at all. And speaking of, coffee berry is another one. And that one's really easy to grow. It likes some afternoon shade here because it's flaming hot at some parts of the year. And let's see.
But you have a whole variety of stuff for people.
We have a huge variety.
Okay. What about things like roses?
We have a couple. We have a couple. Okay. But the roses that we grow are kind of bulletproof type roses. So we grow roses like Mutabilis rose, which is an evergreen rose, and it has, it blooms this buff color, and then it darkens to like an orchid pink color.
Wow.
So there's three colors of roses on your shrub at the same time. It's gorgeous.
Wow.
Yeah, we have that in the botanical garden, so if you want to come see what that looks like, and also Lady Banks roses, we grow those, and those are big vining or big, huge shrub roses that are also evergreen, and you can cut on them as much as you want, and they'll bounce right back.
Okay.
So we love those bulletproof plants for people.
Oh, so do we.
Yeah.
Okay. What are some other things you have down there?
Okay. So we have Mediterranean climate plants. Since we're in a Mediterranean climate, and you can look that up because I could go on about that for an hour. But we have plants from South Africa, from Australia, not so much from Chile. We do have some great Chilean plants. We have puyas, which are amazing plants. But we have plants from other Mediterranean climate zones around the world. Oh, in the Mediterranean basin. God, how could I forget that? So like rosemaries, lavenders, you know, things that people have been growing for thousands of years that, again, are bulletproof. Deer don't like to eat them. And we have lots of experience growing all of these plants.
So is that sale going on just on weekends or is it during the week too?
Thank you for asking that. No, our regular hours are Wednesday through Saturday, 9 to 1.
Okay.
All through the year round. So those are our hours. We have somebody there. In fact, our senior horticulturist is now in charge of the nursery, and she is super knowledgeable about all of these plants.
So they'll tell you how to plant them, how to grow them, and all that when you buy it. So you get kind of a little class when you get them.
Oh, absolutely. We want to make sure that we're matching plants with people. So we try to talk people out of, if it's a finicky plant and they're a new gardener, we can match them with plants that are going to grow for them.
And very forgiving.
Yes.
Forgiving plants.
We want them to be successful. We really do.
Do you have tomatoes that do that?
we do have lots of tomatoes right now. During the spring sale, we have tomatoes. We've been selling out of our veggies just this last weekend when we first put them out.
I can imagine that.
Okay.
Okay, so this is going on at Turtle Bay.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday through
Saturday.
Wednesday through Saturday, and it goes from 9 to 1.
Yes.
And where do you go to? Over at the Arboretum?
Yes, over the West Garden entry, which is off of Market Street and on Arboretum.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to go back after I'm done talking today about it and update our inventory. Our inventory gets updated on a regular basis, so you'll be able to see what we have after this weekend.
Where do you see this? You see this on the
Thank
website?
You. Yes. We actually, our marketing department made us a website of our own, turtlebaynursery.org. So it's all plants.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can see what's on sale and how much it costs. And then go and say, well, that'll fit perfectly right here.
Mm-hmm. And if you have questions, you can come on down and you'll get those questions answered. Or you can email us at gardens@turtlebay.org and we will answer your questions too. We love that.
I think I had one of your arborists come out one time and look at a tree. We had a silver elm. And that we asked, should we be worried or that? And no, it's fine.
Oh,
and,
good.
It was years and years ago when we did that. And so this sounds like, you know what, it's spring. It is finally spring. It's time to plant.
Yeah.
And you can get a great selection at very good prices over at Turtle Bay, and the funds go right back into Turtle Bay.
Yes.
There you go. And so I think that I've got all types of growing questions that I'm not going to ask because nobody else cares.
I did want to mention that we are a local nursery, and local nurseries are few and far between on the ground. And all of the sales also help us keep our nursery open and help us get those plants out there to the public. So we're not just trying to make money. We're trying to make money to keep our nursery open and keep our nursery as a resource for people who are looking to convert from water-loving plants to drought-tolerant plants.
Didn't you just get a new building over there?
We're on our way. Oh, gosh. We're on our way to getting a new building, yes. We got the funds for it. Just at the auction, we had fund a need for the classroom, so we're going to have the classroom outfitted
really
nicely.
Well, they overfunded you.
Oh, yeah, it was
that
nice.
That was that Turtle Bay auction. We were there, of course.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh, you all got very supported for all your classroom stuff and all this.
We are so thankful because right now our classes are on top of, you know, they're in the same room that our staff desks are and things like that. So it's a classroom for 56 people, and we'll have workshops and classes and kids' activities. We are so excited.
Well, Lisa, thanks so much for coming by today, and everybody, the Turtle Bay Spring plant sale is on. It's on from Wednesdays through Saturdays from 9 to 1. It goes to May 31st.
Yeah.
And you can go down there and learn about plants and perhaps pick up one or two. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's always nice to have somebody that's enthusiastic about their work. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Great people there, super selection of jewelry. Very nice. Locally owned, locally run. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hey there, friends. RC from Tobacco and Brew sharing with you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Foundation Cigar Company, The Tabernacle. A full-bodied smoking experience, this stick was curated with the connoisseur in mind, as well as our value-conscious customer. This ensemble of long filler from Honduras and Nicaragua is swaddled with the sensational Connecticut broadleaf wrapper. This smoke is a luxurious gift for any cigar aficionado. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista is now serving lunch. Enjoy grilled chicken breasts, beef ribs, fish and chips, the salmon filet, or their fabulous burger menu. Try their lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. Kids' meals are also available. Dry Creek Station, open Tuesday through Sunday, serving lunch from noon to 4, dinner from 5 to 9, and happy hour from 3 to 5. Dry Creek Station at 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
This is Mandy Ahrens with Shasta Beam High Speed Internet. We have been building new towers and expanding our network so we can offer 100 megabits per second speed packages to rural Northern California, giving you faster and more reliable internet. We understand that high speed internet, unlimited data, and local technical support is important to our community. Shasta Beam has internet packages that start at only $59.95 a month. Call us today for a free installation special and try Shasta Beam risk-free with our money-back guarantee. Visit ShastaBeam.com for more information.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindabot. Tuesday, Linda's on assignment. 7:34 in the morning here on the 11th. 57 degrees. It's going to be a beautiful week. Spring has come, it looks like. This portion of the show brought to you by, and the reason I'm saying that is by Quick and Clean Car Wash. Spring on over to Savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way. It's next to Dutch Bros. It is absolutely a fabulous place to get your car washed. Sit in your car or truck, and in the case of my 16-year-old F-150, and you go through there. They, if you get your car washed and sparkling clean with a special wax they have, a very friendly person on the other end with a large clean towel wipes off your vehicle. This is Quick and Clean Car Wash. If you buy three car wash or five car wash coupons, you get one free. If you buy 10, you get three free at Quick and Clean, locally owned, locally run. Quick and Clean Car Wash, good place. I'm here with Jeff Zeller from Spectrum Prosthetics and Orthotics.
Orthotics.
And I'm getting it. You got to give me a break here, okay? It's early. April is Limb Loss Awareness Month. Tell us a little bit about Jeff.
Oh, well.
I mean, I know you, but a lot of people may not.
Sure, sure. No, I am Jeff Zeller, and I am a prosthetist orthotist. That's also tough to say. And we build artificial limbs, and we build bracing for folks who have mobility issues. And the big exciting thing that we're doing is we're going to do the first annual Lighting of the Bridge Orange on Friday and Saturday nights. And in between that, on Saturday morning, we want to do a amputee awareness walk. It's not a long one, going across the bridge and back, but we're going to let folks who, if they're in a wheelchair, if they're in, you know, on a running leg, whatever type of, you know, devices they have, we want them to come out and, understand prosthetics and orthotics and amputees a little bit more. We'll have a couple of vendors there. We're going to be giving away some, goodie bags for everybody who's participating. And I also will, for any amputees that show up, I've got a couple of vendors that we purchased some of our prosthetic feet from and stuff. And so we have some running feet that we're going to be giving away to the amputees that participate. We have a raffle that will raffle off a couple of feet and some liners and some different prosthetic parts.
Jeff, would you say, you know, you, of course, lost your leg in a, I believe it was a car accident.
Correct.
Okay. And, you know, for, and my uncle lost his leg during World War II, Battle of the Bulge. So I kind of grew up with that.
Yeah.
And, of course, prosthetics back in the 50s and 60s, a lot different than they are today.
Absolutely.
Since there are more, you said there are more and more amputees out there due to the war in Afghanistan and Iraq. Many, many more, you know, from our soldiers and Marines and sailors who lost limbs in that. I think it became more of a, I hate to use the word mainstream, but more people became aware of this.
Yeah, I agree. I believe that the wars definitely they've increased the R&D. Whenever there's wars, the money goes into R&D to make improvements in prosthetics. And that we see that all the time. And then locally, you know, our VA clinic out there by the airport, it's beautiful. Kevin, the physical therapist out there, runs a amputee clinic once a month, the third Monday, I believe, of each month. Uh-huh. And that's designed specifically for area amputees, and they go to that clinic, and we try to discuss what their situation is and what the best prosthetic might be for them. And so, yeah, there's that. There's diabetics who lose limbs due to,
People don't realize that. I knew, you know, in a peripheral, a young man that lost his foot.
Right.
From diabetes.
Yes.
And he had a prosthetic because of that. And then in the Olympics several years ago, a couple Olympics ago, the guy who ran that 400-meter dash, or 400-meter run, had a prosthetic leg on, and in fact qualified for the finals.
Yes, I think that the carbon fiber, the microprocessors, all the things that are coming along these days, you know, and it's amazing. The 3D printing is starting to really take off in our industry as well. And so scanning the limb, where right now we take plaster impressions of somebody's residual limb to build their prosthetic over, we're actually scanning with a scanning device to and putting that digitally into the computer, doing our modifications, and then building. We could send that out to a 3D printer and actually have the device printed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You're absolutely correct. Because of wars, we have many, many strides forward, huge strides in things like medicine, keeping people alive. The old golden hour, if we can get them back within that 60 minutes, we've got a real chance at keeping somebody alive back to the forward aid stations. People that would have died, you know, in 2000, 2005, even up to 2010 would have died, but they managed to save them. But then all the research, like you said, it's gone in for prosthetic because of the carnage wrecked by IEDs
right
in Iraq and Afghanistan. But like you said, there's other people. We had a guest speaker at the Marine Corps Ball. Young sergeant, been injured severely and ended up getting a therapeutic amputation of his leg because he couldn't do anything. And once that was done at the knee, his prosthetic went in. He graduated first out of the Chula Vista Police Academy.
Yes.
And was hired on.
That's what I was going to mention. Talking about a lot of the veterans and stuff. You know, I mean, obviously they're so key to our freedom, and they a lot of times have such a want, especially after if they've been in an explosion, lost a limb that way, you know, lost some of their buddies in that explosion or whatever, you know, they want to go back. They want to go back, you know, and so
some of
the technology,
yes,
that technology has allowed them to do so. Yeah.
Well, so when did you start your business? Tell us a little bit about your business, Jeff.
Oh, 2005, we started Spectrum Prosthetics over there on Court Street and South Street. And we build artificial limbs for folks, and we try to walk them through the process. I think that's the biggest thing that we do, is we really try to educate people, just like I am here today. And with the walk, that's the idea, is to be able to let people understand more so, get a true read on what it's like to be an amputee, if you have, because it seems like it's one of those things these days that everybody might be affected in some way, a family member, cousin, friend, all these different, things, where if you understand a little bit more about what that life is like, then maybe you can be of service to those friends and family members.
The purpose of this, and as you said, it's not just bringing awareness to other people, people who don't really think about it because it hasn't touched their life, but it also gives a chance for the amputees to meet up with other people that are going through the same stuff that they may not know.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's the thing, is sometimes we get out, become an island unto ourselves in our lives, you know, when you go through something like this. And, yeah, I lost mine when I was 17 in a car accident. And back then, you know, there wasn't support groups. There wasn't, internet. There wasn't any of those kinds of things. And so, you know, I kind of had to feel my way through that process. And I think that's probably some of the drive in my heart that makes me want to continue to grow that idea of how do we connect people better, with make bridges from the amputation with the surgeon onto the therapist and onto getting on with life, you know.
Well, you have to.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you see that, and you obviously did, and, you know, and started your own company here,
right?
A very successful company. And I drive by your offices every day on the way home. Not every day, but a lot of times on the way home. And saw your battle with your next-door neighbors for years.
We won, though. It looks beautiful now.
You know, I hear they're selling those for $200,000+.
They are. They did quite a remodel on both
of them. Yeah, we're talking about two abandoned houses, small
drug houses.
Yeah. What? Oh, and they became drug houses and all that right next to your building, and you took them on and won.
Yeah.
Somebody bought them and totally rehabbed them, so they're very livable and they're small. They're small, but I heard they have three bedrooms in them.
Yeah, they're bigger than they look from the outside. Yeah, and like I say, they did a real beautiful job on the insides. Look, trick. You know, I mean, I'd live there.
Well, hey, Liam, you're looking for a place.
there you go.
There you go, buddy.
And they're commercial too, so you could do something, you know, commercial if you had a hairdressing thing or something you wanted
to
do. Yeah.
Okay, so you could live in them and then have your own business?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that doesn't surprise me that you would get in a battle with that, because I have a feeling that obstacles put in your life, Jeff, just, you know, they're just something else to fix.
Yeah, tell my wife that. I'm a fixer.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Two separate divisions, financial management and insurance. We have insurance with Judy Maxwell, and we're very, very happy with that. And she takes care of her customers, treats them like friends. She's been helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. If you're looking for a second opinion on a retirement plan, your 401k, or your insurance, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation, 530-221-0441, Maxwell Insurance and Financial at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
A night of hard-hitting action as Primal Fighting Championship returns to the Wind River Event Center. Saturday, April 8th, for Fight Night. This knockout event will bring you the best of live title and pro MMA fights. General admission tickets start at just $45. This event sells out fast, so beat them to the punch and get your tickets today. For all the details and to purchase tickets, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or visit windriver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are three chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
I started singing bye.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials, it's just been going on too long, maybe your care has, you know, time has run out, and you've got questions, give Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, a call. At 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Patrick's been doing this for years. He's got the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento. Work injuries can be life-changing, and you may need help. And the insurance companies have lots of lawyers. That's why you need somebody like Patrick. He's going to fight for you. Give Patrick a call, Patrick Gorman, a call at 530-262-2168. Like I said, it's a free consultation. I'm here with Jeff Zeller from Spectrum Prosthetics and Orthotics right here in town. And you sent me a
PDF.
Yeah, a PDF of information. 2.1 million people with limb loss in the United States. 185,000 people have an amputation each year. That comes out to like 507 people a day lose limbs. And this was kind of a surprise. 1,729 military personnel have experienced limb loss due to combat since 2001. I would have thought that number was higher. I just would have after being there.
Right.
And 3.6 million people will be living with limb loss by 2050. As the population ages, because the cause of the amputations, 54% vascular disease, 45% trauma, and 2% from cancer. So this is something that just goes on and on.
Sure. I believe it's a diagnosis that nobody wants, but sometimes it happens, and understanding it and how it can, it doesn't end your life. It's an inconvenience just like anything else, you know. And, you know, they have, you know, new hearts and new organs that you can get implanted and things like that. So I think that the idea, and also they are doing, I will mention this, they have osseointegration now, where we make a prosthetic socket that goes around the residual limb. They actually implant a rod into your femur, if you're an above the knee amputee, and then they attach, there is no socket, they make an abutment that comes out of your skin, through your skin, and they attach the prosthetic componentry that we already use underneath a knee, prosthetic knee, prosthetic foot, ankle, and so it's a bit of a healing process, about a year for amputation and all of the weight bearing to get the rod to integrate into the femur. They are doing the above the knee in the States, and I think they might have FDA okayed it to do it in the on the below the knee as well, because you know the tibia is a lot smaller bone, so implanting something and then weight bearing and you know all the stresses of you know walking and things that go on to that abutment, it's an interesting concept, but it's been done in Sweden for a long time, and so it's been over to the States here now. And
so what's that do? I mean, it's so is it like the leg is on you
Well, not all the time, but you have this abutment that's kind of sticking through your skin, and coming out there, so that infection rate is sometimes a problem as well.
Yeah.
But that ends up taking, and you attach the prosthetic component to that. Then at night you take it off and undo it. You know, it's a little attachment like a clip type of a situation.
Okay.
And then you take it off. So basically, by having it implanted in the bone, your proprioception of the feeling the ground is much better than a socket, because the socket is moving sometimes, you know, you get some pistoning and different things going on. And, so it's, that's another thing coming down the pike that, I don't know if it'll become the norm. It might, I think, as they get better at it, you know. So I think the infection thing is the part that's kind of interesting.
I've seen things where they put prosthetics on people's arms and they can actually move their fingers.
Fully articulated. That has a microprocessor in the hand, and then also you can have microprocessor elbow. It's all done on being able to flex certain muscles and putting sensors in the prosthetic socket over the top of those muscles, and then you have a electric charge from the muscle that's being read by those sensors, and that you can program the hand to do all kinds of different things. You know, if you're going to type, you can program it to where, you know, you hit the muscle once and it causes that finger to go out to where you can type. You know, it's just,
I type with one finger anyway.
I know, we'd be perfect at that, huh? But so there's those kinds of things. And I think the biggest thing that I would like to say to folks is that if you are an amputee or you know somebody who is, I think that understanding that you need to be comfortable in your prosthesis. And when I say comfortable, it's an annoyance, and you know, it's pressures that you maybe don't want to have on your residual limb, but you should be able to function without too much pain. And so if you are wearing a socket that's very loose and you're not comfortable, understand that the process is your insurance will pay for a new prosthetic socket. Maybe your foot's okay and you don't have to replace that, but the part that interfaces your residual limb, if it doesn't work well, you can have microprocessor this and microprocessor that. It's not going to feel comfortable. And so being comfortable in your daily activities is important.
It's 100%.
Yeah.
Okay. So this, on the 15th, which is what, this Saturday? This Saturday at Turtle Bay at the bridge there, they're having their first annual amputee awareness walk. And it's a chance for the community to come together and show support for those living with limb loss and raise awareness about the challenges they face. It's going to be at the Sunbelt Bridge, and participants are encouraged to bring friends and family. Yeah.
You bet. And you can call our office at 530-243-4500, and we can register you, pre-register you. We have an Eventbrite registration. If you look on there and put Amputee Awareness Walk, that'll come up, and that way you can sign up. And then if you pre-register, you won't have to do it that day, and then you'll get a goodie bag with we have all kinds of fun little stuff in there, and information about the amputee awareness. And then we're just going to make a little trek across the bridge, and then we'll make a little trek back about across the bridge, and then we're going to have a raffle where we're going to give away different things, and then just have a time for people to kind of talk about this and become more aware.
And the bridge is going to be lit up in orange. And
bridges,
so that's the color then.
That's
for
the color.
Awareness.
You got it. Yep.
Okay, buddy.
You
know, we've known each other for what?
Quite a few years.
It is.
I think right after you guys started station.
14 years now. Gosh, wow. You know, it's you know, time just roars by.
Yeah.
I see you at different events and everything. I'm really glad I was able to get you back on today just to catch up for one. But this is just a great thing. And we're looking at, like I said, it touched my family. In fact, it touched my family twice. My cousin, who was wounded in Vietnam, ended up with a therapeutic amputation because his leg had been so shot up. About 38% of people face depression over this, but coming out for something like this and walking and talking with other people, I'm sure can help.
I think
it's
it would.
It's like a huge group therapy there.
It is, yeah, yeah, for sure. Talking to others about your experience is very helpful.
Yeah. Again, how do people get a hold of you?
Yes, you can call us at 530-243-4500, our website is Spectrum O, the word and, A-N-D-P, as in prosthetics.com, /Reading. And, yeah, we can take care of you.
Well, thanks for everything you do for the people in our community, because you're into so many community events and fundraisers. So, Jeff, you're one of the good guys.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Okay, everybody, we're going to take a break for the news. We come back, we've got Shasta Regional Medical Center joining us. Jeff, have a great weekend, and good luck on this.
Thank you so much.
You bet. All right, we'll be right back.
You may find yourself living in a shotgun shack.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Rookie Louisville, Kentucky police officer Nicholas Wilt being hailed as a hero for confronting the gunman who opened fire yesterday at a downtown bank. The 26-year-old officer shot in the head, hospitalized in critical but stable condition. The gunman, a bank employee who was told that he was going to be fired, killed five people and wounded at least eight others, including two cops. Sherry Vaughn joined other mourners at a vigil last evening in Louisville.
I wanted to stand in solidarity with other members of the community that were hurting. And it doesn't matter the color of your skin or your race or your gender. None of that matters. Like, pain is pain.
The audio from WHAS-TV, the gunman opened fire on police officers. They returned fire. The 25-year-old attacker is dead. Police say the gunman had live-streamed parts of the attack online. Top U.S. intel officials scrambling to limit the damage done by online leaks of highly classified documents dealing with the Ukraine war, among other things.
The Pentagon says the leaked documents present a very serious risk to national security. Here at the White House, the National Security Council's John Kirby says the government has been reaching out to top allies.
U.S. officials have been in touch with relevant allies and partners over the last couple of days at very high levels.
The administration has been careful not to authenticate the information contained in the classified documents, but it's clear that U.S. officials view the leak as potentially damaging. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The Democrats have chosen Chicago to host their 2024 national convention. Last summer, Republicans decided to hold their 2024 convention in Milwaukee. Dr. Mix right now on Wall Street. At the moment, the Dow is up 88 points, while the NASDAQ is down 64, and the S&P is off a fraction. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
A costly and complex cleanup is reviving Paris's Seine River, just in time for it to play a starring role in the 2024 Paris Olympics.
The president of Paris 2024, Tony Estanguet, says making the Seine swimmable is a key part of Paris's bid to host the Olympics.
We will have marathon swimming and triathlon. So for the Olympics and the Paralympics, it's been a project for decades.
Estanguet tells the AP that the huge cleanup project, with all its environmental impact, is a fantastic demonstration of the power of the Games. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
French investigators are treating the deaths of at least six people who were killed when a building collapsed in the city of Marseille as a possible involuntary homicide case. A prosecutor says an investigation was opened on that basis after the first body was found in the building. News and analysis at townhall.com. Imported from India, the caste system is facing challenges in California.
The California Civil Rights Department has dismissed its caste discrimination lawsuit against two Cisco engineers. The lawsuit alleged that Sundar Iyer and Ramana Kompella, two high caste men of Indian descent, harassed and discriminated against the lower caste or Dalit engineer. Some Hindu groups are viewing this move as a victory and vindication for the two engineers. Dalit advocates who are pushing for passage of the legislation in California to include caste in anti-discrimination laws say despite this move, the Cisco case continues to empower the marginalized. Keith Peters reporting.
Thousands of professors, part-time lecturers, and graduate student workers at New Jersey's Rutgers University are on strike, the first such job action in the school's 257-year history. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Yeah, I've got the AM back up again, and we were still doing maintenance on it. But for all of our live shows, we'll be running strong. Today, the 11th of April, 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina is at the helm, our newest producer, with Liam hovering over her. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Okay, get a little bit closer and talk loud.
Good morning, everybody.
There you go. Christina just joined us, has immigrated from the Ukraine. So one day we'll have you on and interview you, too.
Sounds great. I'll be happy to share you with my experience with you.
Okay. Do you have the weather there?
I'm going to take care of the weather.
Okay.
we are blessed with a nice sunny week. We're going to be in the high 60s, low 70s. Our lows and our evenings are going to be in the mid to low 40s. Rain is nowhere in sight. Spring has sprung.
Spring is here. Okay. All the horse blankets have been put away. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business. They treat your customers like warm friends. They really do. At Shasta Gas Propane, you can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Lauren Strickland. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Are those scrubs?
They are.
Well, how do you get designer scrubs, doctor?
Order them.
Order them. Yeah. Well, it's nice to see you've classed up the area here, Casey.
You know, we're doing our best.
Yeah. Okay, so Shasta Regional Medical Center, all the things that are going on there, and you brought Dr. Strickland, who I can just, let me just say this out for, in full disclosure, is my wife loves Dr. Strickland.
Lovely.
Every time that you two get together, she comes home, she says, "Boy, I really like her." So,
well, it's very nice. It's
great. Well, I'm just telling you, is that the truth?
She's amazing.
Well, you know, she's a good judge of character. So, okay, so what's going on, buddy?
Well, we're just, Dr. Strickland's here on behalf of our breast surgery program. We launched at the beginning of the year, and so far, based on the first quarter, we've had some pretty good success with it. And again, one of those type of services that people were kind of having to leave the area for in some cases. And so, Dr. Strickland brings a kind of a special set of qualifications and training. So It was just kind of pretty much a natural fit when we looked at some of the new technology that's available made those acquisitions during the fourth quarter of last year, so we were able to kind of hit the ground running.
Well, when we say this in different things, what do we mean by that?
Want to talk about somewhere?
Yeah, so fortunately, KC was open to getting things going from a breast surgery standpoint at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And for that to take place, you need certain types of equipment and services. And so he was on board. And so we were able to get wireless technology, meaning retrieving tumors and masses out of the breast with a wireless guided technology. Also, when we receive those tissue in the OR, we can take a picture of it to make sure that the marker's there and send it to the lab. And so another machine that was ordered is called a Faxitron machine that allows us to do that in the operating room, and we're very thankful for that.
Okay, so you took a step forward with this and brought Dr. Strickland in.
Yeah, and I think, you know, back when I was actually working as an X-ray tech and recognizing the significance of the advancement of this equipment and how much time it cuts off of the surgery, actually, because you know, I remember having to, and we always have, when we build hospitals, for some reason we always put radiology so far away from the operating room, and so because they always wanted it to be close to the ER, and so we'd have to take the specimens down to radiology, you know, out of the operating room, go down and find a radiologist and take the films and then get them read and bring everything back to the OR, where now the specimen is x-rayed right at the bed, you know, right at the site of surgery where the patient is, and interpreted, and in a lot of cases could cut 30 to 40 minutes off the surgery.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a big production back in the day. Yeah. It really was.
But trying to change all of that must have been something. Dr. Strick, tell us a little bit about you.
Okay. I was born and raised in the Bay Area.
Okay.
Attended UC Berkeley undergrad and Western University of Health Sciences for a medical school training and surgical training in Detroit, and my breast oncology fellowship in Ohio at Grant Medical Center.
Okay.
I'm one of three children. There are no doctors in my no medical doctors in my family. So
no medical doctors. Yeah. So you got a bunch of okay.
Listen, doctors.
I gotta ask this. So when you see your siblings?
Yeah.
Okay. And they introduce themselves as Dr. Strickland. Do you look away? Do you let them get away with it?
It's fine.
No, I'm just, you know.
Yeah,
because my sister's a lawyer, so she's a doctor of that.
Right.
But my brother-in-law, her husband, is a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, sometimes I do that. Oh, Dr. Bond. Or, I'm sorry, Dr. Thomas? Dr. Thomas. There. Yeah, it just starts the family going.
Right, it does.
Okay, well, that's great. Okay, so how'd you get here?
So I practiced here in 2008 through 2011.
Oh, okay.
This was my first job in this area out of fellowship.
Okay.
And then I moved away, and I know Dr. Matthew Allen, and they were looking for a breast surgeon. And said there was a need. I had two female breast surgeons that had retired, Dr. Philbin and Dr. Sandberg. And I said, you know, this is an opportunity to go back to the community and set up a breast program.
Do you like this community?
I do. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that. And because this is a great community.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, we read things in the national news that does not reflect on this community.
Yeah.
Does not correctly on this community.
Yeah,
so I'm really glad. So you've come back. Now, how long have you been back?
Since October 2022.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Everything going the way you thought it would?
Everything's going great. I would say that there are hurdles, you know, but I think that it's worth, you know, climbing those hurdles and breaking down barriers for the community.
Mm-hmm.
My experience here in 2008 to 2011 was wonderful. The women, the patients have been amazing. The community with support to breast cancer has been amazing. I've been in many places, and I haven't really experienced the same type of support community-wise for breast cancer, except when I lived in Hawaii, it was similar to that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel that same type of energy now.
Well, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Lived in Hawaii too, huh?
Yeah.
Which island?
Oahu.
Oahu?
Mm-hmm.
What part?
Honolulu.
Okay.
Yeah.
I lived over in the other side at in Kaipii, which is over there by the Marine Corps base.
Okay. Yeah.
Kaneohe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
On that side.
Mm-hmm.
It was a nice 3-year tour there.
Yeah. Yeah. So. It's a nice community.
We're here with Casey Fatch, who is CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Karen Strickland, who is a breast surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all of your Kubota needs. Tractors, skid steers, side-by-sides, backhoes, you name it, they've got it. And they got little ones. If you've got, you know... There's big ones, of course, but they have little ones. If you've got maybe not so much property and you want to clear it before the fire season starts, give NorCal Tractor and Equipment a call at 530-221-6800. They're located in Anderson at 2540 Gateway Drive. We'll be right back. I was driving a bit.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Attention all hunting enthusiasts. Don't miss the 29th annual banquet for the Redding chapter of the Safari Club International, taking place at 5 p.m. at the Wind River Resort Center on April 29th. This year's event promises to be bigger and better than ever, featuring an exciting auction with amazing prizes such as hunting trips, guns, equipment, and artwork. And that's not all. There'll be games and a drawing for even more chances to win. For more information and to get your tickets, go to sciredding.org. We'll see you there.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, tree houses. Look who's living in the trees. On display now through May 14th, featuring immersive and educational exhibits for kids and families of all ages. All about trees, animals, responsible forestry, sustainability, and more. Come explore the museum, forest camp, wildlife center, gardens, and more with the whole family. Tree houses. Look who's living in the trees. On display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Presented by Cheryl Bambauer. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. She has called in. It's the 11th of April, 8:20 in the morning, and about 55 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. Spring is back, my friends. No rain in the forecast for this week, so it's going to be sunny and nice. If you think about purchasing an electric car or bike or truck, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. I'm here with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and his guest and my guest, Dr. Lauren Strickland, who is a breast surgeon at Shasta Regional. They have started that program up last October. It literally changed the way the hospital looks in some areas to support this. Breast cancer awareness is coming up. It's always really, it's at the forefront of many people's minds. At the rodeo this year at Reading Rodeo, they have their annual Chicks and Chaps, which is breast cancer awareness, and they raise money for breast treatments and for people for mammograms and everything. We were talking during the break about people at high risk populations.
Yeah. So first, I'd like to say thank you for having me on this morning.
Oh, hey, yeah, you know what?
Thank you, Casey.
I feel like I know you because Linda talks about you a lot.
Yes.
So I'm glad we're able to meet.
Thank you, and good morning, Linda. So high risk for breast cancer means a few things. Sometimes it's high risk in your mind, and you're maybe not really high risk, right? People walk around with anxiety or concerns because maybe they had a family member that had breast cancer. But when you have a strong family history of breast cancer, or women that are young with breast cancer, like 20s, 30s, 40s, and if you have a gene, a predisposition to breast cancer, then that puts you in the higher risk category. Or even if you had a biopsy of a lesion that wasn't cancer, but it was atypical or abnormal, then that puts you in that high-risk category. So we want those patients to understand that maybe you should get your mammograms at the age of 40, or maybe you should start a little younger based on your risk.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, some people get, because they've got cancer in their family, and we were talking about this during the break. Excuse me. Angelina Jolie had she had both her breasts removed, mm-hmm. and that is called a
prophylactic mastectomy or risk reducing mastectomy.
Because mm-hmm. people, because she was concerned
about the gene that she was diagnosed with. Yeah.
Okay. And does that happen a lot?
We do see it quite a bit. 5 to 10% of women with breast cancer may have this gene or a strong family history.
Okay.
So it's not as big as it may appear, but it's there. It's present.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Breast cancer is one of those cancers that found early.
Mm-hmm.
Can be cured.
Yeah, early detection. And that's why it's important for women to get their mammograms, because we can find it very early and address it and move on.
The process of, you know, if somebody's got it in their in their family, but mm-hmm. mammograms are a yearly thing. Is that correct?
Yes.
Anyway,
they are annual, starting at the age of 40.
Mm-hmm.
If someone is high risk or has a strong family history, they may start at 30 or 35 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
At our office at Valor Oncology, we do genetic testing. And so that way we can send it out to the lab and see if someone has a genetic mutation for breast cancer.
Okay. Wow. So, Casey, what kind of changes at the hospital? Did you have to make many to support this?
From a physical plant perspective, none whatsoever. The industry's been really good about trying to create equipment that, you know, can be put into the hospital without, you know, versus like putting an MRI unit in a hospital. It's almost fiscally prohibitive because they're so big and require so much, you know, structural integrity. You know, these are, I'd say this one piece of equipment looks like the size of a microwave on a, you know, microwave stand. That's the one that we use for the imaging inside the operating room. And then the rest of the piece, the equipment's just basically smaller wireless tools like Dr. Strickland was talking about. But then it's all the same, you know, the same instruments and trays that we have.
Okay.
It's just basically, again, bringing the technology in and the expertise. And, and we have a lot of that at Reading, in Reading. And so that's something that, you know, we take a look at data. We try to figure out, you know, what people are having to leave the area for no reason, quite frankly, because we have the talent here. And so here we are with one of those programs.
Well, that's something you've been doing since the day you started. You've been looking at people that are having to drive 3 or 4 hours for treatments, and you've been introducing new treatments and procedures to the hospital, you know, that keeps people from that trip. TAVR valve replacement is one of the big ones.
And it also brings people to Reading from other areas that you would have even had to drive further. So we've seen that effect where – you know, we see people from, you know, Wairika, Mount Shasta, even the coast, coming over from the coast and having procedures done.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, you've got to keep moving forward anyway. But if you can, I know for years that we were sending, from the VA, we're sending cancer patients down to, a 2.5-hour drive for their chemo or for whatever they were doing, and another 2.5-hour, 3-hour drive back.
After chemo.
And they finally, the VA finally got it through that they could be seen by local doctors, finally.
Wow.
And that's been a big godsend. And you helped the VA.
We've done a lot with the VA. They're a really good group of people down there. And Don Black's the administrator. He's a good friend. And we kind of have the same objectives. And yeah, you know, because he said to me, if you think it's difficult to get somebody from here to drive down to Sacramento, try to get somebody from, you know, Bernie to drive down to Reading. You know, it's just that type of a dynamics that we're dealing with and trying to keep people local. And
well, if they were from Bernie, they were going to have to drive to Sacramento. I mean, it's a lot easier to drive, 45 minutes.
Yeah,
an
it's
hour.
Still it's still a mindset though, and it's still a reality that as an executive you have to kind of learn to deal with and get your head around it and address it.
Since you've been here, and it's been since October over at Ballard, do you see a lot of patients? I mean, do we have? Are there areas that have more instances of breast cancer than others? I'm sure there are in our country, but I was just wondering about, like, Shasta County. I mean, it's more of a, you know, it's an outdoor region. You don't have a lot of the problems you have, but smoking is a big problem here in Shasta County.
Mm-hmm.
Is it what you kind of expected to see? I mean, you were here before, too, though.
Yeah. One of the things that I've noticed recently I didn't expect to see was more advanced stages of breast cancer, meaning larger size or metastasized to the lymph nodes in the armpit or even outgrowing the breast. And so I don't know if that is related to access or people living further out or less education. Or is it a side effect of the pandemic, you know, people not having gone in to get their imaging for the last 2 years, and now here this cancer is getting larger and outgrowing the breast. So that's one of the things that I've noticed in the last 3 to 4 years. I've seen 3 masses that have outgrown the breast in 3 months that I usually see once a year.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Is it because of COVID?
I think that might have something to do with it. You know, I was in Sacramento, so when the shutdown basically happened, cancer was a priority. So we still had to keep pushing those patients through. We would triage them to who would go sooner or who could wait, you know, a few months. Mm-hmm. I understand in this area, and I'm not sure, Casey, you may be able to help me with that, that maybe things were put on pause a little bit.
You know, unfortunately, we didn't have a program at that time. So, mm-hmm. But I kind of used the same decision-making tree as far as, you know, yeah, a lot of general surgeries were halted for, gosh, it was probably from March to the end of May or mm-hmm. middle of May. And, but we kept the cardiac stuff going because I don't look at, you know, if somebody has that kind of heart disease and needs to have a diagnostic heart cath and then potentially surgery, I think that that's kind of on the same level. And so we were fortunate enough to have enough equipment to keep that going. But a lot of the screening stuff stopped with colonoscopies weren't being done. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of that didn't, you know, that people just for, I think to your point about, you know, screening exams, we weren't seeing a lot of that stuff being done at the time.
Yeah.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I got something from Dr. DeNuke about colonoscopies and I need to set up an appointment. So I will write that down.
Yeah, there you go.
What questions should, we'll talk about that when we get back, but what questions should somebody that has, you know, found that they have breast cancer, what should they be asking their surgeon or their doctor? This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's, Casey, is my barbershop of choice. It's not a salon. No, it is a barbershop. I've been getting my hair cut there for 15 years and never had a bad haircut. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. And here's the best thing. They work by appointment. So I work it out on my schedule. I give them a call at 530-244-9478. We set up a time. I'm in and out. Or if they have a good new set of magazines, I will sit in there and watch and read Golf Digest, or which I'm not really interested in, but Car and Track I am. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
This is Mandy Ahrens with Shasta Beam High Speed Internet. We have been building new towers and expanding our network so we can offer 100 megabits per second speed packages to rural Northern California, giving you faster and more reliable internet. We understand that high speed internet, unlimited data, and local technical support is important to our community. Shasta Beam has internet packages that start at only $59.95 a month. Call us today for our free installation special and try Shasta Beam risk-free with our money-back guarantee. Visit ShastaBeam.com for more information.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over, your commercial's on hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the coolest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling BNT Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Winter weather is upon us. When snow and ice and wind and rain can stir up dirt and grime on the roadways, impacting visibility and vehicle performance. So when the wash can't wait, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, featuring car wash packages starting at only $9. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 8:33 in the morning, the 11th of April. And I'm going to give away, before we start, I'm giving away three tickets.
Three.
For the KIXE PBS, your local PBS station, drive-through lunch with Tri-Tip. It's going to be Thursday, April 20th. From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., you just drive into the parking lot there. They have it already boxed up for you, and you can pick it up. I'm giving away three because that's all I have left, is three drive-through lunches for the KIXE Tri-Tip drive-through April 20th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Give us a call at 605-4567. I'm here with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Lauren Strickland, breast surgeon. What are questions that somebody they found something in a mammogram or something? What should they be asking you?
So if they come in with a mammogram, they should ask about the biopsy process.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and if they're diagnosed with breast cancer, then things they should ask are interpreting the pathology report, the diagnosis, what does it mean, what type of treatment would that person have, and who are the players in the game, like the medical oncologist, radiation oncologist, a surgeon, and how long does it take to go through treatment, because it's not the same for everyone.
Right. There's lumpectomies, mm-hmm. Is that right?
There? Lumpectomy, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that is what?
When you remove the mass in the breast,
okay.
The cancer.
And when is that called for? If it's caught early or?
Generally when it's caught early, or depends on the size of the breast. If a woman is very large breasted and may have a 3 or 4 centimeter mass, they may still be able to have a lumpectomy. But if you're a small A cup, it's almost encompassing the entire breast, so maybe a mastectomy is the way to go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Breast size.
Mm-hmm. Breast size matters.
Never even thought of. You can say that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say
hot
that.
Hot mic.
Okay. Let's take it back over to. No. What you lay out, though, is a series of options in treatment, then.
Yes. And some people have more options than others. Depending on the type of cancer and the stage, you know, how advanced is it?
And you said you've been seeing more stage 3 and stage 4s. I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Yeah.
You said bigger masses? Or?
Yeah, I've seen some more advanced cases.
Advanced cases.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I have.
I think COVID had something to do with that. I mean, mm-hmm. I think we're going to be, and I'm not getting into the political side of it, mm-hmm. but when people are locked down, they get your emergency rooms were empty at times.
Well, you know, we talked about this before, yeah. Where we started to see, believe it or not, we started to see patients presenting into the ER with carotid stenosis. That was always picked up in the office. Nobody ever got to, you know.
It's where your carotid artery gets clogged.
Right. And so, and that's a screening. That's a, you know, you go to your doctor listens and listens for bruise or whatever in your carotids and then does an ultrasound. It's picked up. You're scheduled for a procedure or we even had a lady present one time with tight aortic stenosis for a TAVR. And I was like, that it doesn't really work that way. You have to be screened and, you know, and so, and again, most of that stuff always gets picked up during the screening process in the office. And so there's a definite effect to COVID that has had postponed, and I think a lot of the areas that it does manifest is going to be in Dr. Strickland's specialty. I think colon cancer is going to be seeing a lot more of that just because of the people that haven't been screened, And obviously lung cancer. I think that that's something we're going to see a lot of as well. So.
And again, if you catch it early,
yep,
there's a good chance that you will live a full and productive life.
Yep, definitely.
So, Casey, I need to ask you about the doctors, the oncoming onslaught.
Internal medicine program. Yeah, still moving along. We'll be starting with 8 first years and probably 4 second years, so it's getting a little bigger than I thought it was going to be. But
12 the first year.
Yeah, going up. Yeah. Well, we go big.
are you ready for this?
Am I ready for it? Actually, the answer to that is it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You're right.
It's coming.
The round's been fired. Where will it be? Can you tell people what it is? I mention it, but I don't tell.
Okay.
I don't get into it.
Yeah, it's a formal program where we'll have internal medicine residents, and it's a 3-year program, and so we can take first and second year students as well. We'll have 8 spots for each track, and so at any given time, once the program's fully up and running, we'll have 24 residents. And the hope is that we're getting them out into the community as well to do some of their clinical rotations, so they can look at some of the FQs,
some of the local,
even the VA. The VA has been gracious enough to help us with. And so again, if they don't wind up staying and working for Shasta Regional Medical Group or Medical Center, and they wind up out in the community, that's the objective.
That's a win.
Okay. Yeah. And so again, like the FQs can help them with student loans. The VA can do the same thing. And so as long as we get these students, again, and some of them will go on for training and other specialties, but then they might come back.
Sure,
because they were exposed here. They were here for 3 years, and there's just a lot of opportunity up here.
Lauren came back.
I did.
You came back.
I did.
And you didn't have to, because you could probably go anywhere in the world if you wanted to.
And there's a small talk about psychiatry, so we'll see. That would be good, because this, believe it or not, this is a J1 area for psychiatry.
Okay, that didn't tell anybody anything. Yeah. What is J1? It's
an immigration status that allows foreign trained students to come and get further educated in the United States, and then hopefully decide to immigrate here, or sometimes they go back to their own country as well. But it's a source of good physicians.
I know I shouldn't say this, but. A foreign trained doctor coming in here from a from a tough place, great doctors, and when they hear the problems that drools out of our mouths to a psychiatrist, is probably thinking in the back of his mind, is you live in the greatest country in the world and you've got all this stuff going for you and you're bothered.
Well,
PTSD
is PTSD.
That's true.
And so whether it's here or there or wherever, it's still the same pathology. It can be still just as traumatic.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there obviously is a need for psychiatrists.
Yes, no question.
We could start them. They could have their own show right here. They could be here for weeks, months, maybe even years. Okay. What else we got going at Shasta Regional?
Well, I'm
going
to give you a little teaser for next month.
Okay.
All right. We're doing a big augmentation on our lung surgery program, and we're bringing a piece of equipment in that we will be the only one in the North State that has it. And basically, it allows us to do lung biopsies on the periphery and the apex of the lungs from the inside, instead of the traditional needle biopsy that you would see under CT guided, that anybody out there listening to this ad one knows what I'm talking about. But this goes in from the inside, and we can take as many specimens as we want versus you're limited to one specimen on the needle biopsy. So we're going to be able to give you a much more conclusive answer and get you to the right treatment quicker.
So I tell you, Linda had 8.
Pretty fantastic.
8 needle biopsies on her breast, and that was painful. So you're saying now you can do it?
We do it. We're going to be doing it from the inside.
Inside, and you can take as many as you want. So it's just one procedure.
And it's easier for us to get out out towards the wall of the lung and be able to get out towards, because that's where 70% of the pathology is. And so that's that we're going to be doing that with Dr. LaPersino and Dr. Mosque. They'll be doing those procedures for us. And again, that's another one that, you know, just a lot of screening to go on. So we're starting to see a lot more of that disease start to come through. So pretty exciting stuff.
Well, lung cancer is really hard to detect.
No, it's not. We've got that. Remember we started that low dose CT program?
Oh yeah, that. I mean, for the screening. But in the past,
because of access.
Right.
Right. Well, this device is a game changer. This device is a game changer. So we'll bring the experts in and let them talk to you next month.
Okay. All right. Okay, let's take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Lauren Strickland, who is a breast surgeon right here in town. We'll be right back.
Spring is a great time to come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and try your luck in the $70,000 Sea-Doo Spring Swipe to Win drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win free slot play, free drawing entries, and other instant prizes. Join us for weekly drawings every Tuesday starting at 7 p.m. Don't miss the final drawing on March 28th and April 25th for your chance to win a brand new Sea-Doo Spark or Sea-Doo Switch. For all the details, download the Wind River app or see windriver.com and find your moments at Wind River.
100 years ago,
Simpson
University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said,
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Tomorrow, Jake Mangus from Chamber of Commerce joins us, as does Cornerstone Community Bank. I almost forgot that. They'll be in tomorrow for one of their local businesses. That's tomorrow on our show. Christina, you're doing a great job. Are you listening? Are you listening? Do you have your earphones on? Yeah, you better. You're doing a great job, kiddo. And as long as you play that song last, you're okay. We'll keep you here. I'm with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Lauren Strickland, a breast surgeon over at Valor Oncology. And, Lauren, how do people get a hold of you if they have questions? I mean, I don't know if you – yeah, I imagine you have, you know, if somebody's got questions that you answer.
Yeah. Well, patients can be seen at Valor Oncology, 530-900-4000. I'm going to try to be a little bit more present in the community, so that way I want to be approachable. So people have questions, they can ask me in certain forums. I attended a cancer support group yesterday, which was very nice at Mercy Hospital, and the patients were great, and it was an opportunity for them to ask me questions and me to ask them questions.
Well, I mean, you're going to the chicks and chaps at the rodeo, and that's a way of getting out and meeting a lot of people. I think there's 100 ladies going to be there that day. I think that's as many as they can hold there. And you get a chance to ride a bull simulator.
Oh.
And rope. And
sponsored by the orthopedic surgeons.
Yeah, that's right. It's not a real bull. It's a barrel, and you get on. And
oh, wow.
You get, really what it is, you get your photo taken, and I don't think they move the bull very much because people would fall off. And then the orthopedic surgeons come in. Right. There will be a lot of things, but it's for breast cancer awareness again. Breast cancer being one of those cancers that can be, if caught early. And that's the big thing that you obviously push.
Yeah.
Early detection.
Early detection saves lives, yes.
And if you've got a history of it, more quick or sooner and more.
Yeah. If you have a family history, especially women young, young age, I say come see me and let's do an assessment and see what your risk really is. I can do a calculation and find out what the risk is and say, okay, this is what you should be doing.
Well, you know, that's interesting because, like you said, there's some young ladies who are walking around or they have anxiety because it's in their family. But having you then sit down and talk with them and say, well, look, in reality, this is the truth.
Yeah.
On it.
Yeah,
something
it helps
like
put in perspective, you know, as opposed to the perceived, you know, risk versus the actual risk. Yeah.
And then also mammography, if I'm not mistaken, women can self-refer for that, right? They don't have to have a physician's order. Is it still that way?
Yeah,
so
the screening.
So just maybe if you're not, you know, if you don't have a physical scheduled for 2 or 3 months and you really feel you want to get that mammogram done, don't wait for that. You can just go on
and get it.
And then get it done yourself.
And schedule it.
Which
is
important. I think that's why they kind of made that particular ruling in Medicare, so.
Yeah, so you don't have to call your doctor and get an order for it, yeah.
Well, Linda just had one, comes home complaining, and I guess it's new equipment and everything. She said, you know, if men had to do this for their groin area, they would have found a way to make it easier.
We still haven't found a way for a couple procedures, so.
You know what? I've got a friend that...
You brought it up, pal.
Well, it's true. I mean, you know, you crush them. Men in breast cancer.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's, we don't think of that.
No, we don't.
And what are some of the symptoms for this? Like, I've got a friend right now that his chest, even if the shower water hurts it. I mean, would that be something to kind of like.
Does he have a lump in his breast?
I don't know that. I haven't gotten that close to him.
So some men do get lumps in their breast on one side or both sides, and most commonly it could be gynecomastia, okay, like thicker tissue or larger tissue in the breast. And some women may have a firm, hard mass in their breast, and it could be breast cancer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I've treated men with breast cancer. I had a patient years ago who was a gene. She was BRCA2, and she had been treated, and her uncle would always take her to her appointments. And one day he called her, and he was, I think, in his late 70s, and said, you know, I have a lump in my breast. And he just happened to carry the same gene, and he had breast cancer. So it does happen. I think, if I'm not mistaken, for Think Pink this year, they're going to honor men with breast cancer, which I think is amazing that we need to bring awareness to that.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, you never think of it, mm-hmm. even though that every time we have a show, we discuss this, mm-hmm. we talk about it. But the fact is it does happen, and it can cause death. Mm-hmm. But it's just not something that's in your head like that.
It's not super high risk, but it happens.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it happens.
Yeah.
Casey.
Yes, sir.
Can you, I constantly get this wrong. Mm-hmm. But you have a procedure over there where somebody can just lay on a pillow and it's... What is that called? I'm going to write it down this time.
It's called the CardioMEMS.
CardioMEMS.
It's a procedure that... It's a small implantable device with no battery, so it never has to be taken out. It's put into the femoral vein and deployed in the pulmonary artery. And it's for patients with CHF that...
congestive heart failure.
Yeah, congestive heart failure. Because think about congestive heart failure. The more times you go into the hospital, okay, the worse and worse it gets. And sometimes it's almost exponentially. I mean, you really want to avoid having an episode that, you know, gets you hospitalized. So what this device does is it remotely measures your pulmonary artery pressure, and your cardiologist monitors in her office. And it cuts down on readmissions for CHF by 54%, which is a huge number. And
because if they detect this.
Yeah, well, let me give you an example. Okay. A normal peak PA pressure probably, you know, 20 is about probably 20. And one of our doctors had two patients that they just were monitoring them that day, and their pressures were up to 40. Now, the pressure goes up, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to manifest symptoms for 5 days in some cases. And then at that point, it's too late. You got to go to the hospital and be treated. But that day they noticed it, they just called the patients up, said whatever, you know, do whatever they need to do, take Lasix or whatever. Pressures went back down, and they avoided a hospital admission. And so that's a pretty cool piece of equipment that we implemented this year.
And it's all wireless. And and if do they do it every day?
If they wanted to.
Because you only have to lay on it a couple minutes, right?
Yeah, it's usually every other day. It's not that big of a deal. It's pretty simple. And boy, it sure gives you peace of mind, though. It's just because those. I've seen a. An illustration of how much increased risk you have for the more and more times you're in the hospital with CHF, and you just want to avoid it if you can. And this is a great device that's helped us out a lot.
So if it gets to that point where you have to go to the hospital, I mean, it's got to weaken you and weaken the whole.
Yeah, I'll bring one in to show you next time. I know it's radio, but again, it's
we
can real
take photos
small.
And put it on Facebook.
We could. It's real small. You don't have to change it out. Doesn't need a battery. The physics on how this thing works is remarkable. So, this can be very good for the CHF patients.
You know, and I talk about this, but I can never remember the name. It's Cardio
MEMS. MEMS. Yep.
MEMS.
Cardio MEMS.
Yeah. Okay. I like to mention these things. Like I know what I'm talking about.
Well, and we did our 200th TAVR last week.
Whoa.
Yep.
A TAVR valve replacement, where they replace a valve in your heart by not opening your chest. It goes right up through a vein.
Right through an artery and deployed, and you're good to go. Yeah.
So. You think about that. I mean, think about that, where they used to have to give you open heart surgery.
Right.
Now they can replace it. You spend the night just to make sure everything's okay, and you go home the next day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It is, actually.
Dr. Lauren Strickland, thank you so much for being with us. And how do people get a hold of you?
Okay, Valor Oncology, 923 Dana Drive, 530-900-4000.
And just, if you have questions or you go to, like I said, you go to a lot of events because you just moved here, but Linda's seen you at a couple of different things, I'm sure, maybe more. And the big thing, my friends, is this. Three types of cancers can be, if caught early, can be cured and you live a full life: colon cancer, breast cancer, and cervical, if I understand that right. So,
and lung cancer and whatever cancer.
Well, you know what? Now with the new techniques of discovering it, I mean, when you catch it early, you can make it work.
All cancers have that in common. So screen it, catch it early, treat it, and yeah, much better outcomes.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thanks a lot for being with us today. The more knowledge we can push out there over things that are available at Shasta Regional Medical Center and with the new teaching, with all the new doctors coming in. I mean, I'm just picturing the when you're going through rounds and all of a sudden you've got like 8 doctors going through rounds with you.
That's a little different than that, but there won't be 8 at a time. They'll be spread out all over the different areas. Yeah,
it won't be like Scrubs.
No,
it won't be like What was that? Grey's Anatomy. It won't be like the Marx Brothers running through the hospital.
It might be cross between the Marx Brothers and Scrubs, but we'll see.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, everybody, have a great day. Tomorrow, Chamber of Commerce and Cornerstone Community Bank, and plus we'll have time to discuss a few things. It's going to be a beautiful week. Spring is here.
Really nice.
And God bless America.
We'll stand my ground, and I won't back down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.